Hi, Tips for Homeschool Science listeners. Paige Hudson here with an audio blog that I recently shared on the Elemental Science website. The periodic table visually shows the elements that make up everything we see around us. It's a key concept in chemistry that needs to be taught to our students. In fact, we recommend that you introduce the periodic table in the elementary years. But it can be a bit confusing because it appears as if there are so many different visual options for the periodic table out there. One periodic table will be in full color, dividing elements into families and giving them names. One periodic table will have only three colors, showing only metals, nonmetals, and metalloids. One periodic table will have four different blocks, all colored differently. And yet another periodic table will have columns or groups in different colors. And there are even more options for visual representations of the periodic table than the four we just chatted about. Add to that the differences in where and how the intertransitional metals are shown, those lanthanides and actinides, plus the elements that have been added and named over the years. And poor hydrogen doesn't seem to know what group it belongs to. And selenium, sometimes it's a nonmetal, sometimes it's a metalloid. All this begs one simple question. Which periodic table is the right one? Well, in some ways, they all are. I know, that's clear as muddy water. But remember, the periodic table is a way for us to visually show the relationships between the elements. And just like our human relationships, these elemental relationships can be defined or shown in different ways. Plus, as technology grows, our ability to more clearly define those relationships grows as well. And as we experiment with the elements, we discover new things that help to shape the periodic table. So, while a newer periodic table may depict new elements we've created and a deeper understanding of the relationships between those elements, it doesn't make the older version inherently wrong. It's just a different snapshot of our understanding of the elements. And when you consider this, it's okay to look at different versions and appreciate what they can share with us. Each picture helps us to learn more about the elements and how they are related to each other. So, with this snapshot idea as the backdrop, how do we as educators go about sharing the periodic table with our students? Let's begin with a short explanation of what the periodic table does tell us. So as I said before, the periodic table shows the relationship between the elements. It's a systematic arrangement of the known and created elements in order of increasing atomic number. And it's designed so that elements with similar properties are grouped together. In other words, you can tell at a glance which elements will behave similarly and which ones will be wildly different in how they react. The periodic table typically gives the following information for each element. First, the atomic number, which is the number of protons that can be found in the nucleus of the atom. Second, the atomic mass, which is the total weight of those protons, neutrons, and the electrons in a given atom. Sometimes this can vary if there's isotopes of the element. So the atomic mass given on the periodic table is an average of those varying weights. Typically, those bracketed atomic masses mean that the number is just an estimate. These elements with these brackets are usually very unstable or they've just been recently discovered. The third thing the periodic table tells us is the chemical symbol, which is the one or two letter code that scientists use for an element. Sometimes it'll be three letters on those older periodic tables, but the latest one has only two letters for each element. This code is accepted internationally, and it's used to remove language barriers when discussing chemical compounds. So some are easy, like O for oxygen. Some make less sense, like PB for lead. This is because the symbol is typically based on the Latin name for the element, which in the case of lead is plumbum. Chemists use the symbol of the element when referring to it in a compound or an equation. So that's why it's really important that we know these symbols as well. So as you move from left to right on the table, the atomic number and the atomic mass of the element increase. The same is true as you travel down the periodic table. The history of the periodic table. So the original periodic table was created by Russian chemist Dmitri Mendeleev, and he wrote it almost 30 years before Thomson discovered the electron, close to 45 years before Rutherford found the nucleus of an atom, and over 50 years before scientists determined that the proton and the neutron make up that nucleus of the atom. Mendeleev proposed a primitive version of today's periodic table as he was writing a textbook on general chemistry. Through his research, he was struck by the fact that the elements' chemical properties varied with their atomic mass. So he drew up a table to show these relationships. And in a stroke of genius, he left gaps for elements that weren't yet discovered, and even went so far as to predict the properties of those missing elements. And amazingly, when these elements were finally discovered, the properties were very similar to what Mendeleev had predicted. That's the power of the periodic table. Even though our modern day table looks quite a bit different from what he drew, we still give him credit for the original idea of the periodic table. So, with all that in mind, how can we share the periodic table in our homeschool? Here's how we like to share it throughout the years. In the elementary years, I'll introduce the idea of the periodic table, along with a simplified view of groups or families. During the middle school years, I teach the basic relationships that the periodic table can show us, along with those periods and the groups. And finally, for the high school years, the students can focus on learning the chemical principles and mathematics that the periodic table can show us. Teaching this foundation of chemistry in this manner allows our students to learn about the elements and the periodic table at a level that they will understand and to build upon it throughout the years. You can introduce the periodic table informally through books and then use games to help your students learn about the elements, or you can choose to study chemistry more formally with a pre-planned program. Below are several options we have used along the way for homeschool. The following books are a few of my favorites to learn about the periodic table. Basher Science, The Periodic Table from Kingfisher, The Periodic Table by Scholastic, The Mystery of the Periodic Table, which is a Living History Library book, and The Elements, A Visual Exploration of Every Known Atom in the Universe by Theodore Gray. If you're looking for a game to introduce the periodic table, we have one called Periodic Table Matchup, and then Teach Beside Me has one called Periodic Table Battleship. I'll put links for those in the show notes. And to help your kiddos memorize the periodic table, I will put a link to the periodic table song on YouTube. And finally, if you choose to use a program to learn more about the periodic table, Elemental Science has the following programs to help you. First, we have lap booking through the periodic table, which will be just a 12-week view of the periodic table. We have chemistry for the grammar stage, which includes a unit on the periodic table, and chemistry for the logic stage, which also includes a unit on the periodic table. And of course, high school chemistry will go more into the chemical principles of the periodic table. So no matter how you choose to share the periodic table with your students, it will serve to increase their understanding of chemistry and deepen their appreciation of the elements that make up the world all around us. You've been listening to an audio blog read to you by Paige Hudson from the Tips for Homeschool Science podcast. You can read this full post and more tips like it at elementalscience.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week playing with science.